Welcome to Classics Now, the radio program of the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group. I'm Solomon Iverta, and today I do not have Mary Harper with me, as she is on vacation. But Lorna has agreed to chat with me about this month's book, Elective Affinities by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
I will do my best.
All right. Well, this book was written in 1809, but before we get into that, we'll talk a little bit about Goethe. He was born in 1749 and died in 1832. He was a statesman and writer in Germany. He wrote in a variety of styles, including scientific writings, and he also left behind quite a stack of letters and drawings, which he was also very much into drawing. So Goethe found success at a young age of 25, around the time of our American Revolution, with the publication of his first book, which is The Sorrows of Young Werther. It's his most well-known work, and of course he followed up with a few other things. His second novel was Wilhelm Meister's Apprenticeship, and then there was another novel later after that about the further adventures of Wilhelm Meister. And then later he wrote a drama, Faust, a version of Faust, which was released in a couple of parts, and he gained some fame for that. So Goethe, whose name is spelled G-O-E-T-H-E, which, of course, for many decades, I think I pronounce as Goethe, but you know.
Same here.
but Goethe had an interesting connection to our own Alexander von Humboldt. With among a group of others, he was part of what was called Weimar classicism. These were kind of intellectuals and scientists who kind of were exploring different ways of thinking of the time in Weimar, because that was where they were centered there in Germany. Goethe was invited to the Weimar court of the Duke Carl August, and who was later became the Grand Duke. And Goethe took on many commissions in government, dealing with the war commission and mines and highways, and did a lot of things in government-wise, and oversaw a lot of things to do with that royal government there. So he was ennobled in 1782. Nice when that happens.
of course.
And hence the von in front of his last name, von Goethe.
So when you become royalty, so to speak, that's when the von...
Right.
I didn't know that.
So that's, I actually just learned that too. So
wow.
He also made a kind of an important journey to Italy and studied some of the classical architecture there. And his father had gone and done that too. He came from a pretty well-off family and kind of pursued what he wanted to, you know, whether it was, he studied law and was a lawyer. And he also, of course, loved literature and did a lot of writing. And then of note also is that in 1919, when the Weimar Republic was founded or started that in Germany, it was in part, a great part, due to Goethe's success and his, his preeminence as a man of the state in Weimar. It was a very good sense of pride from many Germans with Goethe. And his writing is said to be very representative of the best of German writing, and his writing is great. It is part of the Sturm und Drang period, an early part of early Romanticism, and I'm no expert on Romanticism, but Romanticism is kind of characterized by his longing, his rebellion against authority, and this kind of general view of subjectivity. So, on to this book that we have here is Elective Affinities. The longing is definitely on center stage here, as it's a book about marriage and whether or not it's whether you can, the sanctity of marriage, and then how we can mess around with that when we start to have affairs and look other places. The idea of the book, The Elective Affinities, is that that interactions between people, social interactions, can be described in the same way that chemical reactions can. So so the theory is that there's this chemical reaction of elective affinities where two types of chemicals will be bonded together, but if some other certain types of chemicals come along, they'll unbond from their original bond and go bond up with these other chemicals. And so that's the kind of the metaphor that he's trying to play with here, is that humans, if they're put in a certain position, even if they're in a good marriage, they'll still break apart and go have an affair with somebody else.
So do you think this could be a legitimate argument for a husband or a wife to say, but it's a chemical
just,
thing.
It's just nature, yeah. And this may be a little biographical from Goethe himself, who's had mistresses and whatnot throughout his life. So I think he was trying to deal with some of his own personal issues.
His own defense.
Yeah. So this is a real, not too long of a novel. It's a novella, and it chronicles the experiment of exploring the human relationships that following the same rules of these chemical reactions. And let me give you a little bit of the book here, just so you can kind of get a flavor for the way the book ran. And those are the cases which are really most important and remarkable, cases where this attraction, this affinity, this separating and combining can be exhibited, the two pairs severally crossing each other, where four creatures, connected previously as two and two, are brought into contact and at once forsake their first combination to form into a second. In this forsaking and embracing, this seeking and flying, we believe that we are indeed observing the effects of some higher determination. We attribute a sort of will and choice to such creatures and feel really justified in using technical words and speaking of elective affinities. So it's an interesting book because it's one of those dramas of the, you know, family dramas when lots of different things happen and kind of lots of drama. People go away to war and people are banished from the house and they have big parties to try to show how much they love each other and whatnot. So even though this first happily married couple, they bring in this captain that's an old friend and this orphaned girl who's just becoming into her womanhood, and it just blows up the whole household. And so it's kind of, I wrote a little note here that for me it was tiresome despite being well-written. Because there's no arguing that Goethe was a master of the German language, and you know, he's got a lot of, you know, people who really support that view. And, you know, throughout the ages, people said what a great writer he's one of the main writers of all history and all time. And if you get a good translation, it really does show through. But boy, the story, I wasn't going for it. And I think a lot of our group was a little bit like, okay, I've had enough.
Sounds like polyamory could be taxing, so to speak.
Well, it was interesting when reading this book also, one of the things, or researching a little bit, is that Goethe would dictate his works. And so somebody else would be writing them down. And even though he did that, they still flowed and had more of a sense. They didn't sound like speeches, and they were quite well written. And he was a very intelligent man. It was obvious, you know, he had a lot going for him. So.
And when he had free time.
he was doing a lot in his life. So.
Right.
Let me end on this segment here, and then we'll talk about what's coming up next month with another quote from Goethe is from Elective Affinities. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free.
That's nice.
So next month we've got Alexander Dumas, who wrote Three Musketeers, but since the book group has already read that one, we are reading La Reine Margot. So please read along and join us, and we'll talk to you next month. Have a classic day.